I believe Samsung are providing 4 years of updates.
I think this is a really good thing that they've done on there as well. Apple probably provide longer updates to their phones than Android. But Samsung now announcing 4 years of security updates on its Galaxy line and Tab products is a really good thing. The quote from the mobile VP was, their number one priority is offering the best and most secure mobile experience to our users, and we're constantly optimising the security of our products and services. So they're committed now to 4 years. So they're going to work with their chipset partners and the wireless carriers around the world to make sure that regular security updates occur. The problem's been in the past, Lee, that Apple just pumped the update straight out to your device. But on the Android side, the updates have got to come from Samsung to Google, then Google to the carrier, and then it doesn't matter which carrier it is, they're all separate on there as well, and then the carrier to you.
Okay.
That's where things have fallen down. So I thought it was a really good announcement if you're a Samsung owner.
Okay, so at least 4 years. So I'm thinking they had less than that. How many years did they have previously?
It was 3 years
previously.
And you probably put exclamation marks around the 3 years for a lot of the products.
Mm. Okay, so that's good news. If you're a Samsung user, providing 4 years of updates of Android security on Galaxy and Tab products. Let's move to Netflix. I know a lot of people do have Netflix, and Netflix on your smartphone has just become easier. Tell us why.
They're going to make offline viewing a lot simpler on there as well. So sometimes you go for journeys and things like that, you want Netflix on your phone because you want to keep up to date with what's going on. They've got a new feature called Downloads for You. It will automatically download shows and movies on your phone based on your preferences. And if you think it's going to eat up all your storage space, Netflix will actually allow you to control, or you can control how much space you want to allocate to these titles.
Gee, that's handy.
Which is good. It will only work under Wi-Fi as well. So, you know, what you can do is you can basically go along and say, you know, I want to access these ones, and it will just, you know, you bring your phone home, and in the background, it's automatically going to go along and download the series or movies that you watch. And when you've seen them, it will automatically delete them as well. So it's a really good thing on there as well. So it's rolling out for Android users at the moment. iOS will be in a couple of weeks' time. But I think it's a really good idea for Netflix because a lot of people, they live on their phones.
They do. That's fantastic. So good news for Netflix to have it on your smartphone, and it has become a lot easier. Speaking of easy, you've got some pieces of quick tech news, easy to understand for us, to wrap things up.
We talked about the Elon Musk Starlink service, internet service, that's going to be launching in Australia later this year. So if you can see the sky, you can get high-speed internet. They're now promising speeds of up to 300 megabits per second, which I think is excellent out there as well, and is really going to shake up the NBN and the telcos. Number two, if you subscribe to Disney Plus streaming platform, on there they've now got the Star brand of TV shows on there as well. So there's hundreds more TV shows and movies on there as well.
Will that mean a price rise, Richard?
If you're already a Disney Plus member, it won't go up until your renewal date.
Okay.
Which is, I pay by the year because I've got subscriptions to all of them, but it's going up from $89 to $119 per year. Still cheaper than Netflix at the moment, so I think that's quite good. And for the first time since 2016, Apple beat Samsung sales on smartphones in the last quarter of 2020. iPhone sales, nearly 80 million. Samsung sales, just over 60 million. So, you know, Samsung's always been the number one smartphone seller around the world. They lost the crown.